Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm going good, mate. How are you doing?
Good. Firstly, congratulations on 25 years. Massive effort.
Thanks, buddy.
Fantastic. Awesome. Unreal.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm feeling, really good about it, actually. It's, you know, it's gone in a blink of an eye, though, I've got to say.
Yeah, well, you've introduced me to the air for 9 years, Kimmy, and it's been fantastic. So, congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I have to say, I'm very glad that the Raiders' year is over. I am sick of having palpitations every time they play.
Well, yeah. I think Ricky Stewart's going to have a heart attack. Anyway, I think it'll be an off-season that the boys will get a good flogging in the off-season, I'm sure, and next year's a new year and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, let's hope they come back strong. Something's been going on in the Raiders this year. I don't know what it is, but they just haven't been able to gel, that's for sure.
They had a really good year last year, and they just didn't quite start this year like everyone was hoping. And I had them in my top four from the start of the year. And, they just, from the very start of the year, like you said, something just wasn't right. So hopefully they fix all that in the off-season, and they'll be bigger and better next year.
And, you know, for the final round, talk about a big scoring round. You know, the Roosters and the Panthers put 40 points on the board. The Broncos, 35. Wow, haven't they come good on the last round? What about the Seagulls putting 46 points on the board?
Yeah, the Seagulls. Tommy, look, he done it in like 15 minutes.
Yes.
Single-handedly, nearly him and his brother. They're crazy. And it was good to see the Bronx go out with a nice win, and it was good for Alex Gowan and those boys, Milford, that's leaving the club. I just think Kevy might have that culture finally happening right. It's taken him a bit, but I think they'll be in for a good season next year.
Mm. Now, look, I'm predicting it's going to be the Storm and the Panthers in the grand final. I can't see either of those teams not getting there. I will be very surprised. But the other thing that I'm really surprised, and I'm all really happy for them too, with the Gold Coast Titans getting into the top eight.
Yeah, and look, didn't they put a big score on the weekend as well, on Sunday afternoon? They had to win by 12 to get into the semis, and they'd done it by 40. Jaden Campbell there, he's going to be a superstar of the future, that's for sure. That young kid, he's very much like his dad and elusive, and it's good to see them in the finals. And you never know what's going to happen now. We're in the top eight, like you said, they've made it. I hope that Melbourne don't make it, obviously. I'm hoping for a Penrith and whoever else bar Melbourne. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, my heart would like to go with someone other than Melbourne, but, you know, if they get there, they've certainly deserved it, that's for sure. And what about Ruben Garrick, 300 points for the season?
Look, for a team that started this year very lacklustre, the Sea Eagles, they are on a roll, and on a roll the right time of the year, and Tommy is playing out of his skin, as I said. I actually see them rattling Melbourne a little bit, and I think it could get to a Penrith-Manly grand final, which I don't like Manly either, but I'd love to see that a lot better than Penrith-Melbourne. I think Melbourne's just got a few niggling injuries and a few things like that, and the Sea Eagles are just on fire, and like you said, Ruben Garrick, that's just a record that I think will never be broken.
Well, like you, I am absolutely jumping out of my skin to get to finals week one this week. I can't wait for it to start. Not that I'm wishing time away, Jade.
No, nor me. And the weather is meant to be good this weekend, which is a shame because I was hoping it would be like last weekend when I could just watch footy from Friday through to Sunday. But I think I'll have to get out and about in the nice weather as well. But I'll definitely be in front of the TV Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, that's for sure.
Good on you, Jade. Well, great to catch up. Thanks for your well wishes, and we'll talk soon, mate.
Thanks to you, Kimmy, and thanks for 25 years.